morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiling Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and his anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Tong has pioneered a therapy called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. It may seem hard to believe, but we have been proving this claim every week with incredible cases. The NBE method can not only eliminate pain, fatigue, and depression, but it can also eradicate asthma, allergies, sinus problems, bowel problems, emotional problems, drug withdrawal symptoms, infections, and even weight gain. The list is endless. Listen to our show today if you want to find out how the NBE method works and how Dr. Tong can help you enjoy better health through nutrition and lifestyle adjustments. Today's guest is a follow-up from our October 7th show. This is a remarkable case who he used to suffer from cold legs, cramping, lack of energy, mood swings, prostatitis, sugar cravings, and he is free of these symptoms. For our new listeners, check out our website, drtong.com, that's drtong.com, to listen to past shows. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 1-800-227-5278. That's 1-800-227-KBRT or 714-754-4150. All right, Dr. Tong, before we get started, I think last week we were supposed to have Lisa on the show, right?
Yes.
Endometriosis.
Lisa agreed to schedule on today. Unfortunately, a couple of days ago, she stepped on a nail with a 2x4. When she pulled off her leg, the 2x4 came up with it, and she almost fainted. And I tried to convince Lisa to come and get a treatment because she will feel a lot better.
Yes,
for those who heard about this here, you can probably feel her pain. Yeah, but in any case, she's not feeling too good because of this incident. And I brought in a case that have a similar kind of effect, Dao, who was in our previous show, the single most dramatic transformation from a sick, weakening elderly person to a really vital, healthy,
energetic
human being.
He
stubbed his toe, and the toe was purple, swollen, and touching it with an alcohol swab was even painful. And let's hear what Daru to say about with one treatment, what it did for him.
Good morning, Daru.
Good morning.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
Before you get started, I just want to recap for our listeners who didn't hear your past show. Daoud used to suffer from cold legs, cramping, lack of energy, mood swings, prostatitis, sugar cravings. You are virtually free of these symptoms, is that correct?
Yes. The interesting part is I feel like I'm on the other side of the spectrum where I talk about happiness and joy and things of that nature.
Full of energy.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Peaceful. I was just listening to what you were just describing, and I said, ouch.
Yes.
Ouch.
I don't think you remember what it's like, huh?
No, it's really amazing. I was sharing with Dr. Tong the other day that this great sense of joy comes upon me on almost a daily basis, and it's very difficult to describe that because 20 years ago, I used to feel that all the time when I was, you know, doing spiritual practices and meditation. But now, even without that, this seems to come about, and I'm so grateful because I'm on the other side of the spectrum now.
You've been seeing Dr. Tong for, what, about 2 years now?
Yes.
Not consistently, only occasionally.
Very occasionally, yes.
Well, you might want to recap some of the things that you used to feel, like you used to wear long johns in the summer and still feel cold.
Oh my.
Cramping of the legs, prostatitis, depression, pain, lack of energy. Instead of that, you struggle and compete in world-class tennis.
I would love to meet me as a competitor 3 years ago.
Yes.
It was really a remarkable, and I'm sure lot of the folks listening to this can relate to this. It seems like your life becomes a daily struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You get up in the morning and you feel like you have a little bit of energy, and then by the time you have breakfast, the energy starts to build up. Mm-hmm. But almost on a daily basis, even at night and during the daytime, although I live in Laguna here, which is a little cool, I still had to, even in summer, wear long johns. My legs were so cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then if anybody in business spoke other than normal to me, then my mood swings would come in, and it was really strange how angry I would get so suddenly.
Yes.
And then, of course, the afternoon would come, and the sugar craving would come, and really by 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I would be absolutely exhausted.
You'd be ready to go to bed.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's kind of like a cigarette smoker. You, in one way, you feel guilty that you got to go to bed, and the other hand, you can't help it, but you have to go to bed.
Yes.
It's a constant yin-yang cycle, and then on top of that, I was competing, which means that the body fluids would leave the body very fast, which means I would cramp. So a lot of things were happening in a cyclic manner, and you reach a point where you really say, my goodness, you know, is this old age?
And you got prostatitis.
Yeah, and then, of course, the prostatitis, and you go to the doctors, and bless their heart, they mean well, and they say, well, you know, maybe stress of life. I said, what stress of life?
Yeah.
Then they would say, well, you just have to live with it, and then, you know, sit in a bath, hot tub of water 3 times a day, and I said, my God, how practical is that?
And you're paying exorbitant amount of money to all these medical science, after so much training, all they can tell you is doing something like that.
Yeah.
That is really, to me, is a...
it's unacceptable.
Waste
right.
of time.
Well, I mean, anyone could tell you that.
Exactly.
And I think, Dr. Tong, in all fairness, most of us are conditioned to think a certain way.
Right.
And, of course, when you have any kind of medical-related problem, I mean, you may try alternatives. You know, you take saw palmetto and some of this, and none of that seems to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other choice you have is medical doctors. And when that doesn't work, it frustrates you. It makes you angry at the establishment. And a guy like me just makes me more determined to find a solution. That's
mm-hmm.
the difference.
So you did go to medical doctors, and then what other things did you try? Did you try other alternatives?
Yeah, one of the things that obviously the doctor said, you know, there is no infection, no medication can be taken, and this
mm-hmm.
is part of life, and sit in hot tub. So I heard about saw palmetto and the other pygum that goes with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for about 2 to 3 months or so, but that still did not make any difference as
mm-hmm.
far as I was concerned.
So what did my treatment do for you?
Dr. Tong, the amazing part was, the best thing that I can say is that instead of going to the bathroom 6 times a night, I ended up going once a night. And the first time that happened to me, I think this was about 5 or 6 treatments later,
mm-hmm.
that I went once a night, It was like a light bulb went off in my mind. I don't know, people that don't have this problem cannot relate to the fact how painful it is, first of all, to keep getting up, and then trying to struggle to do what
right.
you need to do, what nature makes so easy for you. But the moment, and your mind still says, nah, this is still going to happen. You're not going to get
mm-hmm.
cured.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did not believe that this would happen, although I trusted your judgment. And when it did happen, it's like a light bulb went off.
Right. And then you found something.
Yeah, Elaine, and that singular thing kind of snowballs into other healing.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know in your mind that you can heal other things also
right.
if the most difficult thing has been healed.
Right. So what about this toenail? I've heard stories about your toenail.
Man, I've forgotten about this.
Yeah.
It was terrible. I was playing a tennis tournament, and of course, you know, 3 hours of running with shoes on the cement, the constriction caused the nail to come off, and it was sitting there green, and I hate to explain how gangrene it looked.
Yes.
And I came to see Dr. Tong, and when he was injecting, he said, what is this? And I didn't want to bring the subject up, it was rather obvious. It was extremely painful. I could not touch it. And then he injected it, immediately the blood shot out of there like some dam had been opened, and my goodness, in no time at all, I'd forgotten all about it, Dr. Tong.
You in the beginning, even touching it with a cotton ball, you retreated because it was painful.
No,
afterwards, just right after my treatment, I can squeeze it and you didn't feel the pain.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
My goodness, it was very painful, but it had to be done. Now that I remember, it was like 3 weeks I was like that, very gingerly walking around. I was hoping you wouldn't look at it because I think you'd go after it. And the moment you touched it, I almost screamed.
That is why I called Lisa yesterday to try to come in for a treatment because
she's coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, she would feel so much better. And then, mm-hmm. and you can see I'm predicting right away after my treatment with the injury from stepping on a nail.
Right.
You feel better mm-hmm. right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, funny you should mention that, Dr. Tong. The first reaction is that it'll heal by itself. We tend to do nothing. The mm-hmm. second reaction is, do I want to go to a doctor? And then when finally I did come to you and you fixed it immediately, then the mind says, now why didn't I think of it to begin with?
Yeah, right. Because you just heard a little bit out mm-hmm. a couple of shots and you heal completely.
Yes.
Yeah, almost instantly.
That nail problem is gone. Funny you should mention it. I mean, I'm just looking at it right now. It looks normal to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
The other thing I want you to mention is that, okay, you try some herbs which help your vitality, but you throw you off balance and you catch a cold.
Right.
Oh, yes.
And in fact,
let's talk about the flu you experienced.
Oh, my.
Here.
Oh, my. You know, as I was saying, because your treatments made me so well, I ended up getting a trainer and I was in such great shape. I was in Palm Springs playing this tennis tournament
mm-hmm.
and I had this tremendous. In fact, I had a bad cold, and I didn't even end up playing in this tournament. And the bottom line was that I ended up getting 104-degree temperature. Obviously, you don't listen to wise people. You get sick. And I think that's strong. That may be a combination of the flu, maybe combination, because I was taking this velvet antler. This is the deer antler.
It's very hot in me.
Very hot, and I was taking up to... They recommend 200 to 300 milligrams. I've taken up to 800 milligrams.
Right.
Guarantee you.
The word is balance.
Right.
Yes, I was.
You were a little hot in the beginning. You keep adding heat to your body. You get sick. And in fact, you introduced it to me. I got sick also.
I remember you mentioned that.
Yes.
And I think, Dr. Tong, what happened was that it made me feel so strong in the wrong sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That I wanted this adrenaline to flow out towards tennis, and it ended up taking me over. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, and I've stopped since that time, and of course, feel a whole lot better now.
Right. So you were sick for about 3 weeks then, is that correct?
Yeah, Elaine, I got sick, and I was sick for 3 weeks, and then I got over it, which the sickness is such an alien feeling to me.
Right. Did you take, you took antibiotics?
Yes, I did take antibiotics.
Did that help?
Yes, I had some bronchial, the mm-hmm. bronchioles had filled up also.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and then obviously I felt better. I forgot to come to Dr. Tong.
Yeah.
Here we are going back to the old.
When you came to me, I would not have allowed you to take antibiotics.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Do you know any leader of a country when you have a riot inside a country, you call foreign troops that cannot tell the good guy from the bad guy?
No.
That is exactly what antibiotics do. They don't know the good bacteria from the bad bacteria.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It makes so much sense to me. Now, if you go to a normal doctor, which I did, the main, bless their heart, the main concern is to give you antibiotics, but they'll never talk about, let's look step by step what got you.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you taking, what have you added,
mm-hmm.
why is your lifestyle different,
mm-hmm.
and nobody seems to take the time in our busy corporate medical world of taking that kind of mm-hmm. time, which obviously you do, and you pinpointed it immediately that that's what unbalanced me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, Daru, before we let you go, I'd just like to say that he is a model patient because he practices prevention. You are on the wellness program, right?
Tell us, okay, when you come in to see me, you were still sick from the cold.
Yes.
What did I do with one treatment each time?
It's amazing. You know, I was to a point where I could barely get into the car. You know, you get very weak and all that. And I came to you on a Monday.
Yes.
By Tuesday, I was feeling good enough to want to play tennis, but I reminded myself, don't do it.
Yes.
By Wednesday, I was feeling so good, I knew I should play tennis, but I stayed off.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to your advice, and those two treatments did it right there.
See, he has a wonderful proof for the listeners, okay? Common cold, flu, bronchitis can be reversed very quickly
mm-hmm.
by just getting the body's own innate healing working.
Right.
Yes. And So what you mentioned was the switch, getting the switch opened up so that your body immediately starts to, and you can literally feel the strength coming into your body. I mean, this I find miraculous is in that room, I feel the body starting to heal. You can literally feel
immediately
right after the treatment.
Right.
Yes, and I find that very remarkable.
Darryl, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us again.
You're more than welcome.
Good luck to you, and we'll talk to you later.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Daoud, who suffered from a horrible flu this year, and two treatments got him back on the tennis courts. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Call today before 2 o'clock, and you will receive a free gift. You can pick between three different gifts. We'll explain that to you when you call in. There is an announcement. Dr. Tong will be giving a lecture on mind-body healing and comment on the pros and cons of being vegetarian next Saturday, March 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. The lecture includes dinner and costs $22, and it will be held at Alisan. It's a vegetarian restaurant in Fountain Valley. If you are interested, contact Randy Ellis at 323-953-0543. Again, you want to contact Randy Ellis, 323-953-0543. Okay, well, today's exciting because today's our 25th show. It's our silver show. And for those of you who have just started to recently listen to our show or who have missed our first show, we kind of want to recap and introduce how Dr. Tong, how his Western training evolved into this East-West integration. As I mentioned before, Dr. Tong is a Caltech graduate, and he did genetic research with Dr. Edward Lewis, who recently received the Nobel Prize 3 years ago in medicine. He then went to the USC School of Medicine and did his anesthesia training at the LA County Medical Center. And Dr. Tong, why don't you explain how your conventional training evolved into this Eastern and Western integration? How did it all start? What sparked your interest?
To recap, the first kind of trickle event was that during my second year in pharmacology, I tried all kinds of drugs for insomnia, and ended up liking none of the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Either too much side effect or they don't work. And then the fourth year, I was exposed to acupuncture at the LA Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
I was skeptical, and in fact, I tried it out and tried to prove to go wrong and found out that it worked. That's how I got interested.
Mm-hmm.
And after I finished my training, I started full-time anesthesia practice. And in the part-time, I do pain control using acupuncture and nerve blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good combination. And my result was quite incredible, even at the time.
Right.
I did not know that it had anything to do with the mind. I just follow formula.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To me, it was that I find out it works, and then find out why it worked later.
Right.
And why it worked later, it had to do with this qi that the Chinese were talking about with
energy,
based on, okay. And so I started practicing qi gong, and I got so much energy. I found that I can even emit this energy, and I could move. In fact, I move you when you were behind me, and when I emit this qi, you move. And as I turn it off, you start moving 6-7 feet away from me. And I got excited and got carried away using my own energy to treat people nonstop for about 6 months, and I collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
For the next 10 years, I was really sick, and then experiment. I tried all kinds of everything you imagine, no chiropractor, energy healer, qigong master. The only thing I did not try is drugs. I knew it didn't work, okay? I went to Hong Kong, and there's a Taoist who wrote a bunch of work called Fu and Bernie Nash, and I drank it, and it worked for about a year. But finally, what really healed myself is learning my own method, the MBE method, adding herbs and finally adding supplements and
homeopathy.
And today I'm 90% better and continue to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a joy that Daru and the rest of my patients feel.
Well, health is definitely a state of balance. You're never in good health. You can always be better.
Yes,
to be
it's
balanced.
A continuum. There's no demarcation under which you are sick and above which you're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in fact, any listener who's listening to this and you got any comments, you're welcome to call in. And I want to make some comment also. even though my advisor is really brilliant in Dr. Lewis in genetic research, that the mechanical gene is not the answer. Stem cell is not the answer. You got to restore energy, restore the body's own function, giving the body what it needs. In fact, I'm in the process of writing an article to end the endless debate of the validity of conventional versus unconventional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I am qualified, I know I'm qualified to give the final verdict, because to my knowledge, there's nobody in medicine that can produce my results. And results is what count. And basically, we are talking about science. The conventional doctors actually are talking about pseudoscience. It's based on material paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
Plutonium, the material paradigm, which was invalidated by Einstein's energy concept a century ago.
Okay, so we were talking about material and energy, right?
Yes. In the material paradigm, we study the symptoms, but not the cause of disease.
Mm-hmm.
Consequently, we have to do palliation,
mm-hmm.
suppressing the symptom endlessly,
mm-hmm.
but never get the root cause and cure the problem. So this is not acceptable. You know, you call a plumber in, you got a water stain on the wall, and he give you a can of paint, and you paint over every day. No one will accept that. That is a fallacious treatment. So whatever study, whether you have a 10,000 randomized controlled double-blind study validating certain pain, they can paint over a water stain, still the world will not accept that. Not in the professional or non-professional trade. You got to talk about cure. Cure has to do with the mind and body. And it's really, and those who are interested in this article that I'm writing, click onto my website and subscribe to my free newsletter, which I should soon begin. When I got some time, yeah.
Yeah, the website is drtong.com, so you can click on there and it's on the left side.
Yeah. In any case, now, I had good, and that's some good news that I want to announce, and this good news is on none other than our co-host, Elaine, yourself, okay? Elaine may sound like, she's very articulate, but she sounds like she's only 15 years old, she's a little older than that. And 2 years ago, she had graduated from UCLA, and her passion is also in medicine. And she tried it to enter medical school, but underestimated the competition, the fierce competition in medical school. She did not get accepted, and she diligently studied and improved her MCAT score. She tried recently, and she had been accepted in 2 osteopathic medical schools, and she's still waiting for answer from some other medical school in the East.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of suggest that osteopathic medicine may be a little better for her, because her philosophy really reflects much of mine. And for those people, listeners who really do not know where Elaine got his gene from, you want to tell the listener who your parents are?
Well, you're my father, Dr. Tom.
Yes, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
But do not forget, okay, part of your genetic component, your mother is also in the health profession.
She's a fish physician.
She takes care of fish, and she's very good at that, okay? But there's other tricks, you know. Do you know why your mom has an organ in our office?
No, I don't.
There's some of the tricks that I want to be teaching you, okay? Well, in the past, sometimes some of our patients moans a little loud. So, and that is not very good for the morale of people who are waiting. In fact, one time with a full house waiting out in the reception room, because somebody moans so loud, I came out and everybody was gone. So, to prevent them from happening, I asked my your mom to bring in her organ. So every time somebody start moaning, she played it. Loud church music, so it sounded like a choir, okay? And so we solved that problem. Recently, we haven't been doing that because the loud moaning only come from patients who didn't pay the bills, and everybody's been paying the bills.
This is Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. Call today for an appointment. If you heard our case earlier, it was Daoud who had suffered from a myriad of symptoms: cold legs, cramping, lack of energy, depression, mood swings, prostatitis, sugar cravings. His symptoms are gone. Call today at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Call today before 2 and you will receive a free gift. You can choose between 3 homeopathic remedies: growth hormone stimulation for energy, acute rescue for colds and flus, or a supplement to reduce sugar cravings. Dr. Tong will also be giving a lecture next Saturday from 6 to 9, March 24th, on mind-body healing and the pros and cons of being vegetarian. The lecture includes dinner and costs $22. It will be held at Ali San, a vegetarian restaurant in Fountain Valley. If you are interested, contact Randy Ellis at 323-953-0543.
Next couple of weeks, we will try to get some other patients. Some of them are not too generous about sharing their stories.
I think they're really nervous.
Nervous, yeah. We got one lady who had severe sciatica, went to Mayo Clinic, and all kinds of people, MRI and CAT scans, and in severe pain. Mm-hmm. And I got her better with one treatment. Never even look at the MRI, CAT scan, and the rest of the medical record. Because all those things are kind of useless. And then we have update you with Lucy. She's much better. The lady
right.
with a lot of pain.
Right.
Her husband is also much better.
And Bob from Minnesota. They actually were on our show. So they heard our show.
Yes.
Right.
And we'll try to get them to share their experience when we got them a little better.
Oh, also Steve and Val, if you guys heard our show a few weeks back, Val is from England, and they've actually run out of funds. If there's anyone who can sponsor them or maybe loan them some money, it would be great, because she was getting a lot of progress, but money was an issue. Call our office, 714-556-8664, if you have the funds to help these people. I mean, they're great people. She was suffering for so, so many years, and it would be a shame if she could not finish her treatments. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If it is your first time listening, listen to our previous shows on our website, drtong.com, under the radio show heading in the left column. You'll find case histories proving that most, if not all, chronic degenerative ailments can be cured, such as athletic injuries, depression, asthma, allergies, sinus problems, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease. In fact, any degenerative ailment that you may have can be cured. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. But if you make an appointment today before 2 o'clock, you will receive a free gift. Call us now at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Next week, we'll have more exciting cases to share with you. Join us next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on K-Bright, a.m. 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.